the special nature of Rosh Hashanah doesn't end with the final Tekiya Gedolah at the end of Musaf and Adon Olam, but it carries on throughout the rest of the day. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mateh Sharei Ephraim make a great deal of emphasis about the general character of the day that should be observed even when one leaves shul. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you should leave shul b'shuvah v'nachat, that's in a measured and calm way. That's, and the Mateh Sharei Ephraim says you need to be very careful not to rush out of shul. The whole year round you shouldn't rush out of shul, and especially on Rosh Hashanah you don't want to show that you're eager to be leaving shul in a hurry, but you want to leave in a measured fashion. And the poskim say that one should eat a nice Yom Tov meal, Ki Yad Hashem HaTovah, but you shouldn't eat to excess. And they also point out that it's important, particularly on Rosh Hashanah, that at the Yom Tov table there should be Divrei Torah. Some people have the minhag to learn a perek of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnayot, at each of the meals, but certainly there should be Torah talk, and there should be an awareness that this is not only a Yom Tov, but also a Yom Hadin. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that after benching, the minhag is that one doesn't go to sleep, and indeed that custom is found in the Rama, in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Gimel, that the Rama says, based on the Yerushalmi, that one shouldn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. That's a lot of discussion about this in the Achronim, particularly because this passage in the Yerushalmi isn't extant in the texts that we have, but there are lots of passages from the Yerushalmi that the Rishonim had, but have been lost to us. That's some poskim point out that this din isn't universally accepted. The Maharam Mirutenberg would sleep on Rosh Hashanah just like any other Yom Tov, and the Magin Avraham points out that the Arizal would also sleep after midday. It's just that in the morning, that's if he finished davening early or something like that, wouldn't go back to sleep on Rosh Hashanah morning. But the point made by the Achronim is that really that Rosh Hashanah afternoon should be an occasion which one uses for Avodat Hashem rather than just shluffing. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav points out that in actual fact that's Yoshev Batel, just sitting around and reading the newspaper or something like that, you may as well go to sleep. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is actually to go back to shul and to say Tehillim B'tzibur, that's until mincha time. That I saw in a number of places that the Griz, the Brisker Rav, that he said Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah afternoon rather than learning. They asked him why this was. Usually the Griz was very makpid on using every moment to learn. He said because he was right, that if he was learning, he might get stuck on something or go and get a sefer from a bookshelf, and during those couple of moments he would be mevatel from Talmud Torah. So it's better that he spends the afternoon at saying Tehillim, where he's not going to interrupt his Talmud Torah whatsoever. But the clear import of all this is that it's not really appropriate to spend Rosh Hashanah afternoon in the garden with friends. That's even if it's less than six people, that's, or not more than six people, that's eating honey cake and drinking coffee, and that a person who's able to should use Rosh Hashanah afternoon as an opportunity for Avodah. That's the poskim say, that if you've got you need to clear your head a bit so that you can daven properly at mincha time, then you can take a brief nap, but it shouldn't be used as an opportunity to have a wonderful Shabbat afternoon shluf. That's the Rama also mentions the custom of going to Tashlich on the Rosh Hashanah afternoon. That's a number of reasons for Tashlich given in the Poskim. Some say it's to remind us of the Medrash about when Avraham Avinu was on his way to the Akedah, that the Satan tried to prevent Avraham Avinu from fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, and one of the things he did was he turned himself into a river and to try and stop Avraham Avinu crossing, but Avraham Avinu waded through. And another reason given is because in antiquity kings were always crowned at on the banks of a river, and therefore on Rosh Hashanah, the day when we're mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king, we also go down to the river. It's worth noting that in the Shulchan Aruch it just mentions that you go and you say the pasuk of a tashlich b'mitzulot yam kol chatotam. So you don't have to say pages and pages, as it appears in some machzorim. If that's what some people want to do, then that's fine. But that certainly wasn't the original minhag, and it's something which seems to have grown over the course of time. It's interesting. Everybody knows that, of course, you don't do Tashlich when first day Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbat, you push it off till the next day, except those poskim who didn't know that. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it, that some people do it on the second day under those circumstances. The same in the Shaarei Ephraim, that leaves it a different minhagim. Adkan.